Evan Walker looks very, very closely at every shift in retailer strategies and is a portfolio manager at 361 Asset Management. Cut straight to the chase on this one, Evan. Is the game up for game, finally?
Yeah, I think so, Bruce. I mean, actually, funny enough, this was a strategy that was bandied around nearly 10 years ago. And the previous game, well, previous management of Massmart back in the previous stable, the listed stable, when it was still on the South African JSE, never pulled the trigger on it. They thought there was still equity value in the game brand, despite, you know, our sense that it was moving very far away from the market. And I think this is quite an interesting initiative because Macro is still a very good business. Yes, I mean, when last did you go into one? Certainly in Cape Town, you don't see them in your face like you do in Joburg. And certainly I think the Joburg customer base is a stronger customer base than Cape Town, but that Macro brand is a very, very good brand, and it's a strategy that we supported nearly 10 years ago but wasn't implemented, funny enough.
How many game stores are there? I mean, I've got a feeling we could count them quite easily if we paid attention.
There's, Bruce, I forget the closing number, but it was roughly in the region of about 150, 160 game stores, if I last remember the count. Yeah, it was quite a few. They ramped up quite significantly in the latter part of the strategy. Now, you do see them. I mean, there's still one in Century City, Canal Walk there. There's still one there. There's still a couple around the Cape Town region. And certainly, you know, there's still some in peripheral areas of the country where, you know, Macro's got no presence at all. I think the big essence of this transaction is really the fact that the combined Macro plus turnover of the existing game stores have a lot more critical mass for a business, both from an advertising perspective, but more so, I think, fundamentally from a pricing perspective going forward. I mean, the only way they're going to challenge this market is to be very competitive on price against the likes of the Takealots, the Amazons, and as you've seen, some of these Chinese competitors come into the market now as well.
The internet tells me 4 days ago there were 166 game stores.
Well, I wasn't far off. Not bad.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. Certainly, you were a lot closer than I was going to picture that had you reversed the question. These mini macros are going to go into some game stores. So I think, you know, Walmart is playing its cards very close to its chest, and they are trying to befuddle with lots of corporate speak. And their insistence is it's just an experiment. But it's an experiment, surely, that if it works, and there's no reason it shouldn't work, because in the age of online shopping and this assault that is going to come on physical retail as a result of Walmart into the market and then Takealot having to up its game, Macro is going to have to get a lot closer to its customers. In the olden days, 20 years ago, you could drive to a Macro fairly easily, but the areas where they were built have become increasingly congested, and they're really not that pleasant a place to go anymore because of the congestion around there. And so if you bring them closer to customers, perhaps they start gaining a new market.
100%, Bruce, but I think it's a two-fold strategy. It's obviously a strategy from a walk-in customer base, but it's also a distribution strategy. You've seen what Checkers have done with their 60-60, and I think Macro has to match that on the retail component. You know, Macro in the old days was traditionally a wholesale business. If you thought about it, you got a Macro card, you know, you went there, you had to be a business, blah, 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 but it became easier and easier as you became a retail customer, and I think eventually it was became nearly a 60-40 split in the hands of retail versus the traditional wholesale. Obviously, it's a little bit blurred today. If you've got a business at home and you order your coffee and your toilet paper, I mean, you know, what are you? But, I mean, you know, in essence, I think for Macro now, it's getting closer to the customer from a distribution point of view, being online.
Yeah, it's an interesting shift, and I wonder how you think it's going to play out here, Evan. You've seen retail ideas come and go. You've proposed retail ideas over time. You've supported various retail ideas over time. How do you think this one plays out?
Bruce, I like the Macro brand. I think it offers the customer a lot. It all depends on how competitive the pricing model is, and I haven't investigated the pricing model in these current store formats. You know, the Macro current pricing model is still very attractive. So if you look at FMCG lines, and I haven't been into a Macro for a while, but prior to that, I used to go into Macros very often, and the pricing strategy was very aggressive. So they ran almost an everyday low price strategy, which was very competitive, specifically an FMCG level, where still, as I said, still a large portion of their customer base was still other retailers buying from them to on-sell at spas or shops, etc. So depending on where that pricing strategy is pitched at the retail level, it could be a very competitive offering. It all depends if they can get that value offering to work in the hands of, obviously, you know, your original store base now, and if they can get their cost base down to be able to afford that lower gross margin.
And, of course, Boxer is coming for them in a very serious way, and ShopRite's YouSave is coming at them in a very serious way, and they've got, you know, perhaps more advantageous footprints for their customers.
Yep, I think YouSave and Boxer are obviously more rural-focused. I've actually just did a trip around the country recently, the bottom end of the old Transkei around Lesotho. There's actually some big Boxer formats coming, but they look very good, and there's some very big YouSave formats that we saw en route, and those are also looking very good, but they're more rural focused. There are a couple of game stores in the likes of the Kokstads, and I remember seeing one, and I think obviously those will come out to compete against the likes of YouSave, etc. But I think it's a slightly different customer, although you will compete across the edge. But again, I think it's all about, you know, if they can leverage this pricing strategy, which I said is very good in macro, into these 160-odd game stores, if they can do that successfully, you know, then they've got a compelling offering. And as you rightly say, they're up against, you know, very good competitors in the space. But again, you know, Macro is a formidable brand.
Thank you, Evan Walker, as always, Portfolio Manager at 361 Asset Management, this evening on The Money Show, giving us deep insight into the world of retail and how it's changing. Game, I think, has been problematic for some time. I'm curious to know if you're a dedicated follower, if you go there because you like the, I don't know, what do they sell? Storage bins. I think that's the last time I went there. I bought plastic storage bins with plastic lids, sort of see-through things. Sell them at Macro too. And that's also been, I think, a bit of a problem, is differentiation. Anyway. The expert has spoken. This could be the beginning of the end of Game if it works and if the strategy, which has been around on the books at least for the last decade, is applied and applied with efficacy. It looks like a positive for the Macro brand in South Africa, potentially not so good for Game.